He's seen it from all sides. As a cop, as a clergyman, as a candidate, even a professional wrestler. Now he brings you both sides of the issues facing Naples and all of Southwest Florida. This is the Joe Whitehead Show. Call Joe now at 430-2428.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. This is the Christmas show version of the Joe Whitehead Show, and it is, of course, as always, a live and armed broadcast right here from our secret studio at WGUF Talk Radio. Got John DePrisco in the house today. Doug Rankin's in the house today.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. And listen, we are in the process of an official man card approved gift exchange. Now, Doug brought me these very nice, a new set of headgear for On the Air, and they sound great. This is a good, what's this brand? It's called Beat?
Beats.
Beat.
It was the only one that I could buy in the regular old-fashioned plug version.
Beats. This is good. Yeah. I can actually hear everything.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah, this is good stuff. Yeah. So thank you, Doug, for that. Now, we've also done some other gift exchanging here in the studio. I brought for our producer, Paul, and of course for John and Doug, a variety of samplings of things, all things covered by ATF, alcohol, tobacco, firearms products. So yeah. We've done some of those. And by the way, everything in the studio is unwrapped.
Absolutely.
Nothing is wrapped.
No cards.
We don't listen to rap, and we don't wrap gifts. Okay? This is all good stuff. We have stuff by Remington, Magtech, Jim Beam, Jose Cuervo, various very fine cigar makers, just a plethora. And John, of course, brought me this nice bottle of Jim Beam Black Label. Now, following the protocol, when a friend gives you one of these as a gift, and it was delivered properly, it was just in the store-bought bag, it was perfect. No tag, labels, card, nothing. Hands it to me, say, here you go. Did it the right way. Now, I'm following the protocol, ladies and gentlemen. I'm opening the... Here it comes. I'll even... You hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm opening, and then what we have to do is...
A little shot.
Everybody has to have a little bit of a... Mm-hmm. Of a hit, and as the recipient, I go right from the jug. So, anyway, here's to everyone in the audience. Here's to you guys, and oh yeah, that's a great way to start the morning. Anyway, Now coming up, what are we doing on the show today? Well, we have lots of stuff in store. We're going to talk about what's going on, a little bit about what's going on in D.C. Doug's got some great political updates to give us.
A lot.
I want to talk a little about this phenomenon that's going on called Juul.
J-U-U-L.
That's how it's spelled.
Yes.
That's right. And Juul, ladies and gentlemen, especially if you're a parent, you better turn the volume up on this loud. Juul is being advertised on radio stations all across America. It's a version, it's a concentrated version of nicotine. It's simply pure, it's nicotine itself. Mm-hmm. And people use a vape pen in order to inhale this. Now, it's being marketed as a way to get people off of regular cigarettes, tobacco.
Yeah.
That's what it's being marketed as. However, the net effect is this. Teenagers, younger side of the teenagers, not the ones 16, 17, 18, the ones 13, 14, 15 are gravitating toward this drug. And what they are doing is they are getting someone older to buy it, usually an older brother, sister, or friend who's 18, and then they're selling it to the kids who are, 13, 14, 15 years old. Now, here's what's happening. I've encountered several cases of that over the last couple weeks. These situations are happening without parents even being aware. Kids are bringing these into schools. They're transacting them at schools. And since they are a product which are not allowed on school property, so they're not supposed to be there to begin with, and they're also a product that someone under the age of 18 cannot purchase or possess. So it presents a couple of problems. But parents, in any case I've dealt with this so far, parents do not know that their underaged child has this product. Now, is it like cigarettes? Well, it's like cigarettes in the sense of it's nicotine, but it's not a tobacco product per se, but it is nicotine. But the way these are being utilized is once someone has the actual Juul product, then the next step is they get their hands on some liquid cannabis oil, which has a THC content, and they're simply lacing the Juul, infusing the Juul with the cannabis oil, and lo and behold, you've got liquid reefer.
Or people who are buying the cannabis oil legally because they have a prescription are getting extra and selling the
Selling it. Yes. Selling it. And then some of the 18-year-olds are making an enterprise out of selling the Juul product to younger kids. So I guess the purpose I'm bringing this up today is it's because parents do not know. And if you have a question about this that you want to address, the number is 430-2428. Give us a call, 430-2428. But it is, John, it is showing up in the schools heavily.
Yeah, my wife and daughter work in the attendance and discipline office at a local Collier County High School. And it's very prevalent. It's kind of like the number one thing on the campus. And they confiscate dozens of them a week.
And if they're confiscating dozens, there's probably more than dozens.
Yeah, it's, there. You're probably catching, what, 10, 12% maybe?
Only a percentage.
Yeah.
But it's also the ones who are, it's not the 17-year-olds so much. It's the 13, the 14,
15. It's the 9th, 10th, and 11th graders.
And also they're flavored. You can get cherry and grape and all this. They try and entice the younger kids.
They come in bacon?
No, sorry, Joe.
Bacon Juul? No, okay.
for adults that need to quit smoking, it doesn't have the carbon monoxide, it doesn't have the tar, it doesn't have the other carcinogens. So it's good for adults who need to get off cigarettes. But these kids are buying them by the gross. And they, for a while, they were promoting them $1 a piece for the pins just to make the sales. That company just went from like $16 billion to $38 billion overnight.
Wow. Well, you know, and this is one thing I want all the moms and dads in the audience to understand. Your child doesn't own anything independently, even though you give them gifts and other people give them gifts. Anything under your roof is yours. Mm-hmm. And so I would strongly recommend to go through every possession of your children regularly. Don't take the attitude, oh, my kids would never do that. You know, I can't even tell you how many times I've heard my kid wouldn't do that, and then it's discovered they're doing something that the parent doesn't think they should be doing. Mm-hmm. Such as even owning a phone.
Yeah.
Some kids own phones their parents don't even know about. So my suggestion to you is toss their belongings periodically. Just go through every single thing they have, starting with their, I don't care if it's a lunchbox, a backpack, a book bag, their bed, toss every sheet out of the bed. I mean, everything, every drawer in their room, mm-hmm. go through it because you might be shocked at what you're going to find, but it's better that you find it. Then they get caught in another type situation by somebody else. Better for mom and dad to find it because you can do something about it. And you know how teenagers are. I mean, some of them are going to fight parents. You can't go through my stuff.
No, it's your house. It's your rules. They're under your roof.
Right. And the other thing is the same people who sell those extra THC cartridges, they also sell crack and cocaine and everything else too. So if your kids are finding those dealers, there is going to be something else available for them too.
Well, that's it, and it's a gateway. You know, it's a starting point type drug. In other words, if I can get you interested in playing with the vape stick, you know, playing vape and Juul and all that stuff. Well, here's some more interesting forms of it. You know, as you're saying, then they're going to try other stuff. So that's why you really need to find out if your kids are doing this and take a stand as a parent and be the parent.
Absolutely.
Be the parent. Not, your job's not to be their buddy.
You're not their friend.
You're not their drinking or smoking buddy. Okay? You're supposed to actually take charge.
Yeah.
Do you think people have a problem with that today, John?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the whole culture is like, you know, we just want to be their friend. And, you know, the helicopter parenting went way overboard. And they just,
my
you know,
mother told me, she says, I don't care whether you like me or not when you're a kid, but when you're an adult, you'll thank me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's the result of good parenting, is that you set them into, you know, a lifestyle pattern. Literally, see, everything people learn is habit. Habit is, we don't do things randomly. The person we become that way because of years and years of doing things the same way over and over and over again. So habit is what really ends up defining us. Yeah, and this is one of those habits where if you're in the practice of holding your kids accountable all the time, you have a much better chance of them not falling through the cracks.
Yeah, right? Those same people that sell those THC vape things, they also sell oxycodone and all that. And you know, how many kids in this county die of that every year?
Oh, my God.
We're not talking the bad side of town. We're talking Marco Island. We're talking the really expensive subdivisions because, quite frankly, they're the ones that have the money to buy it. And, you know, if you go around and you see what's going on at these various clinics or treatment places, you'll see that there's a lot of good kids and a lot of rich kids in there. And, you know, some of them don't go to those places because they're dead. Yeah. And that stuff will kill you. And I know people, there's a lot of their friends they went to school with are all dead. Well, in fact, they're having a memorial service for such a person today.
And the sources I talk to regularly in the Cuyahoga County Sheriff's Office assure me that still to this day, they're having a massive problem with teens and heroin. Lots of heroin out there.
No.
So that's what, ladies and gentlemen, toss your kids stuff. Yep. Go through every single thing they own, and be the one to find out finds it out on your terms,
and have them show what they're texting.
Yeah,
yes.
Look at the words,
and be careful because you know the emergency rooms around here, they're handing this stuff out to patients. I got all over an emergency room myself because I went in there with a sprained neck. And the correct treatment for that is steroids and maybe a little ibuprofen, something like that. They tried to give me Oxycontin for it.
And if I had taken that home
and I had young kids and put it in my medicine cabinet, you know, this town's full of kids with grandmas and grandpas and mommies and daddies who are taking this stuff like candy. And it is highly addictive. I don't know if anybody saw 60 Minutes last week. The one company that sold Oxycontin is now in deep trouble because they told all the doctors it was not at all addictive, and now they found out it very much is.
It is. It is very much so. All right, before we go on to the next segment, guys, let's take a time out for our sponsors. I want to make mention of one of the great medical practices right here in Southwest Florida, and that's our great friend of the show, Dr. Albert Alessi. He does medicine the old-fashioned way. He actually gets to know his patients by talking to them, meeting with them, asking them questions, listening to what they tell them. He does a lot to help you stay healthy. He's great at wellness. And if you get sick, he's the guy to go to. He'll get you through it. And he's local. He's one of those people that calls you back. You call him, you get a phone call back. And he's going to talk to you. He's even made house calls. I've talked to him when he's on the way to a house call. Who does that today? Very few people. So that's Dr. Albert Alessi, LessiFamilyCare.com. That's how you reach him. By the way, if Dr. Albert Alessi is listening today, give us a call. We'd like to hear from you on this drug abuse issue, this phenomena of Juul taking over our teen population. But you can find Dr. Albert Alessi, ladies and gentlemen, by going to AlessiFamilyCare.com. He's also on the Joe Whitehead Show website. And we will be right back.
98.9 WGUF.
This is the city, Naples, Bonita Springs, Florida. I work here. I'm a locksmith, BB Locksmith. It was season. Everyone's guard was down. Tourists and snowbirds were settled in. Locals were oblivious to the crime being committed around them. That's when I got the call. BB Locksmith.
I need help.
Just the facts, ma'am.
There have been several break-ins in my neighborhood.
Not surprising. In the last quarter, over 1,800 property crimes were reported. And in the last year, the number was almost 8,000.
I think I should improve my locks.
With two shops and a half dozen mobile service vehicles, BB Locksmith can help before you become another statistic.
BB Locksmith is family-owned and operated, and we genuinely care about our neighbors and their security. Find us at bblocksmith.com or call BB Locksmith 239-262-2000.
Thank you, BB Locksmith.
Just doing my job, ma'am.
BB Locksmith, 262-2000.
Hey, do you want to save, I mean big money? Well, then you need to be purchasing your printer ink cartridge refills at Cartridge Depot. That's right, save up to 50%. 50% less than the big store prices. They're locally owned and operated. These are real people who live right here in Collier County with real answers to your questions. Go in and check out Cartridge Depot. Save big bucks. Get quality products. And by the way, they actually test out their cartridges before they sell them to you. That's right. Quality control from Cartridge Depot. Good products. Save big bucks. Check them out. Cartridge Depot, 2622 Tamiami Trail North. Go there today. Check them out on the JoeWhiteheadShow.com.
98.9 WGUF, Naples FM Talk.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Joe Whitehead Show as we broadcast live and armed on this Saturday. It's the last show before Christmas. And since we're not doing Christmas music today, as bumper music, Doug Rankin has offered to sing Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer
oh
at
God.
The end of the show to enter the holiday season properly, but he may need a little more of this lubrication juice here.
Anybody
to get him
associated with me will know I can't carry a tune in a bucket or a pail or anything else.
Well, we got some heavy lifters here. We'll give you a hand with that. But anyway,
I could bark jingle bells real well.
We'll let you do that. This could be a whole new career for Doug. Hey, we got a caller named Jessica. She wants to jump into our conversation. Jessica, welcome to the show today.
Hi. Wow. Really?
How you doing?
I didn't know this was really going to happen. I figured, why not try? You know?
Sure. Why not? Why not?
I was listening to you guys outside in the truck, and you know, I'm hearing about the vaping, and I'm hearing about jumping from Juul pods to heroin. I'm a little lost, you know, because there's a big difference.
Well, there is. I can tell you what we mean by that. Something like Juul can be what's called a gateway drug. You start messing around with that.
Nicotine.
Yeah, okay. and then there's many available options where people can add to this nicotine, the Juul pod, yes. And what they can do with that is add something like cannabis oil, which has THC, and now we're having basically liquid reefer.
Yeah, but you do that without the Juul pods. I thought you just go and you go get it from an
dispensary,
like the cartridge THC.
Right, you can, but they can use the Juul pods. The younger kids are doing that,
of course. But I didn't know they could do that with the Juul pods. Okay,
yes.
I see where you're coming from now. And then I think there also should be. I know that like a lot of this, like I worked at a gas station for a while, and people buying Juul pods were like underage. A lot of times I had to say, I'm sorry, but I'm not allowed to sell this to you. But they're very badly. There's teenagers very badly addicted to it because they started off just, you know, oh well, it's something safe. But the nicotine obviously is addicting. Kratom, like head shops, like I know about the opiate epidemic and everything. I'm a recovering addict myself. I haven't used for 8 years what I used to do.
Congratulations on your recovery. That's great.
Thank you. And now just working at a head shop the other day, There's alternatives for people who are drug addicts, or people who are trying to stop doing drugs, but just simply can't stop cold turkey. There's something called Kratom. There's things that are not meant for people to try unless they are, addicted. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're good, and these products you're talking about are good and bad. They have their goods and their bads, you know, their pros and their cons. And I just didn't think we heard enough about the pros of, getting people off.
Well, if you're smoking cigarettes heavily, let's use that. If you're smoking cigarettes heavily, that's a major health risk issue right there. So someone can use the Juul to stop smoking the cigarettes as an attempt to phase out of that completely. That's a good, let's say, stopgap or good alternative. But the ideal though is not to be using any of it at some point.
Yeah, and not to be giving it
to be off of all of it. But see, kids who are 13 to 14 years old don't have judgment.
Ridiculous.
They don't have judgment, and they get this thing. All of a sudden, it's seen amongst these age groups as socially cool.
Yeah, that's
and then
where
they get some sort
stop.
Of a they
like,
get a benefit.
It should be meant. It should be more discreet, not as, oh yeah, 7-Eleven, you know, 7-Eleven, or you know, out there for everybody to see. Like, I think there should be some way to make it more discreet for the people who actually need it, not teenagers trying to look cool. You know?
Well, and that's what they're doing, and then they get the desired effect. They get some kind of a good feeling, a high buzz. They get this. They'll get the pleasure center in their brain is stimulated by the nicotine. So then they want more. They get hooked. They want more, and they want more, and they want more.
And that's the business. Yeah, they want to make money, but it's not. You know, it's for people who need it, not people who are trying to. You know, not teenagers. Not. You know, that's not what it's for. And I wish that there was a way to make it more discreet without, like, making it illegal or something for everybody. Like, it's like, it feels like, you know, example, my mom getting painkillers. She's not allowed to get painkillers from the pharmacy anymore. And it's not even a strong painkiller at that. It's called Tramadol.
For severe arthritis. For severe arthritis.
Yeah, for severe arthritis. They make her go through so many hoops. Like, it's just crazy. Like, because of what junkies have done to the medical system, you know, because one person fucks up, everybody has to suffer.
All right, well, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. All right. Well, you know, you made some great points there that there are people on.
Yeah, there's legitimate reasons for
legitimate
drugs.
And I don't think she'll
drugs.
Mind telling me telling you that she has more dead friends than she can count because of these problems. And in fact, there's a memorial service for one today.
It's very,
so,
very unfortunate.
A message to you young kids out there.
Yes, and again, it's as we start talking about the Juul part, in and of itself, it's not the end of the world, but it's a gateway. Yep. It's a gateway to other things. But the big thing is parents don't believe your kids. They say, I've never touched it. Toss their stuff. Go through their stuff. Just do it. Okay, you'll be surprised what you can find. Hey, let's switch gears here for a minute. It's on the political front, Doug, there's things heating up in D.C.
We've got
this. I don't know. You could call it a standoff of some kind, I guess.
Well, what we've got is we've got a horde of people at our gates with foreign flags, which is what we used to call an invasion. And while the Border Patrol and the assisted by the armed forces are doing their best to stop them, they are slipping by in large quantities. And then we were grabbing those people and throwing them back to Mexico. Now, supposedly, we can't do that. And you've got these Democrats.
I don't understand why. This is the part that puzzles me. And this is, apparently, Judge Roberts was the deciding vote.
Yeah, I heard that last night. Very last thing I heard before I called it a night last night, not just floored me, 5-4 vote on the situation regarding. The problem is these people are overwhelming the system. They're trying to do what an invading force does, is overwhelm your systems. And right now, if we catch you and you claim asylum, it's going to be 2, 3, 4 years for their cases held. If we release you into this country, you're just going to disappear and we'll never find you again.
So did the ruling say we have to bring them in here?
Yeah, well, these are people that are caught in here. Now, if we keep them, like they're trying to do with the invading horde there, is keep them in Mexico and make them apply and stay in Mexico until their case is heard.
That makes more sense.
Which is going to be a bad thing for Mexico in a few months or years when this thing keeps going on.
Well, you know what? Mexico owes us because they've been responsible for people coming across the border illegally, and they haven't done much to help us with that problem.
No.
You know, so I don't understand.
But the ones that sneak past and get into this country, we were grabbing them and throwing them back
into
Mexico.
So we can't even deport people anymore.
Well, we've always had a problem. If you're from Mexico, we could throw you back to Mexico. But if you're not from Mexico, we can't throw you back into Mexico.
What if we don't know where you're from? What if they can't prove
you're
from?
Of course, don't you think those people are claiming that too? And somebody, if you don't think this is happening, somebody flew a drone over the border in some of the areas away from San Diego, and also some other people were flying it in New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas. And the hordes are, it's sort of like a diversionary tactic they taught us in military tactics. You get a big horde at the gate, and then the people are slipping in around the corner. And there were hordes of people coming through at night in these open areas where there is no wall. Thank you, Democrats. You putting them ahead of us. And guys, right now, Trump's finally had the gumption, and I knew he would. It was just a question of when. And he picked the right time because the government shutdown over Christmas anyway. Who cares? He is now put to the point where he's standing up to these people. And we all need to write all the congressmen and all the senators, every one of you need to do, and get behind him and force them to get their acts together. And I mean Democrats and Republicans, because there's a few Republicans that are not doing what they're supposed to do. I had the pleasure of having lunch with that Republican senator from Susan Maine Collins. The other day, which I don't want to run out of office because she's the only Republican senator we have left in the Northeast. Mm-hmm. The whole mess is gone. And they're getting ready to change how they vote in Maine. She'll probably be gone pretty soon, too. And so we got to keep her in there. But she had no idea the diseases that are coming across that border. And guys, you live in Florida. All the mosquitoes that transmit all these horrible diseases from Central and South America, they're still here. The only reason we don't all have those diseases like we did before the 19-teens, when they learned how to deal with this matter, when they built the Panama Canal, they used that over here and got rid of our diseases. The minute we have enough of those people in here with yellow fever and dengue fever and finally malaria, then we're all done because the mosquitoes will start transmitting. And I got news for you, quinine don't work on malaria anymore. And there is already dengue fever in the Keys and Orlando, and there's getting ready to be an epidemic of yellow fever in Central and South America as we sit here. And we let enough of those people in here that the mosquitoes have enough people to bite, then the rest of us get bit by those same mosquitoes, and we got it. And if you think those diseases can be easily cured today with all these drug-resistant and quinine-resistant strains, you're on the wrong planet, guys. Well, you know, got to get behind this.
We got to stop these people. I think one of the solutions would be get all the used fire trucks in America, light them up on the border, and hose people. Just pull out the hoses and whack, you know, just spray them down as they're trying to come in. And then the ones that survive that, taser practice time, Bob. Well, it's time to tase.
Well, there was just a story the other day, and I can't remember what city this was. A guy they busted, had in jail, and because this is a sanctuary city, wherever this was, they had to turn him loose. They turned him loose, and 6 or 7 people died because of him. Now, finally, he died in a shootout in a high-speed chase. And the sheriff of that community says, I am so sorry, community. I was forced to do this by the government I have to answer to turn this guy loose, to wreak havoc. And these Democrats are willing to sacrifice our lives, our health, and all these terrible people. You know, there's hundreds of criminals in this group. There's hundreds of MS-13 people in this group, and these Democrats are willing to sacrifice our lives and our safety and all this for this. And then they want to take away our guns so we can't defend ourselves from these criminals they're letting in.
As far as the leftists, the hardcore leftists are concerned, if someone who comes from any kind of a Euro background, who's been here for generations, gets murdered by someone from a third world country who just came in the country illegally, they consider that a win. Yeah. But that's how they think.
And I've got news for you guys. It's not only the far left liberals that are doing this. There are some Republicans, and there's a whole lot of otherwise conservative Democrats that are bought off by big industry that want the cheap labor. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, right now we've went from 2 million people looking for jobs to 1 million jobs looking for people. Now we need to have a legal way for those people to come in here and fill those jobs. And by the way, they always tell you that nobody will work in these professions. Well, turned out I saw a study the other day. All the professions you could name like that, like picking crops and cutting lawns, 60% of the people doing that are, and I'm not being racist here, but this is just a fact, are white native-born Americans. So that's not that Americans won't do these jobs. It's just they want them done cheaper.
Yeah, well,
they are willing to sacrifice. The Democrats are not for the little guy anymore. They're for the big business and cheap labor. At our expense.
Well said. All right, before we take our next break, I want to mention one of the great companies here that you should be doing business with if you want to keep your AC system working well and functioning, and that's AC by Florida Comfort Systems. They're locally owned and operated by Denny Martin, who, by the way, is a veteran who served and was discharged honorably from the Navy. His duty station was the USS Saratoga. Many of you have heard of that. Very famous carrier. Anyway, he runs the best AC company in Southwest Florida. They've won multiple awards year after year for their incredible service to the community as the best company right here in Southwest Florida. That's AC by Florida Comfort Systems. Call them today, and you can find them on the Joe Whitehead Show website. And we'll be right back.
98.9 WGUF.
Managing your lawn care needs is a priority for all homeowners. Classic Lawns is number one when it comes to mowing, trimming, fertilizing, and landscaping. Owner and hands-on manager Manny Torero can give you an estimate and get the job done. Classic Lawns of Collier County is my own lawn care, landscaping, and tree trimming choice. Make them yours. Classic Lawns offers the best lawn care at reasonable rates. If you want the best, call Classic Lawns of Collier County Incorporated. Call them today at 455-6900. You'll be glad you did.
This is the city, Naples, Bonita Springs, Florida. I work here. I'm a locksmith, BB Locksmith. It was season. Everyone's guard was down. Tourists and snowbirds were settled in. Locals were oblivious to the crime being committed around them. That's when I got the call. BB Locksmith.
I need help.
Just the facts, ma'am.
There have been several break-ins in my neighborhood.
Not surprising. In the last quarter, over 1,800 property crimes were reported. And in the last year, the number was almost 8,000.
I think I should improve my locks.
With two shops and a half dozen mobile service vehicles, BB Locksmith can help before you become another statistic.
BB Locksmith is family-owned and operated, and we genuinely care about our neighbors and their security. Find us at bblocksmith.com or call BB Locksmith. 239-262-2000.
Thank you, BB Locksmith.
Just doing my job, ma'am.
BB Locksmith, 262-2000.
98.9 WGUF, Naples FM Talk.
Every time I hear this, I feel like gearing up for a raid, kicking in a door or two. Just getting down and getting with it. Hey, this is Joe Whitehead, and this is the Joe Whitehead Show, and we are broadcasting live and armed. This is the Saturday before Christmas. You know, I haven't heard. There was, it was Jeff Foxworthy a number of years ago. He did the fight before Christmas about a family who liked to slug it out during the holidays. So well, I haven't heard that one in years. Maybe we find a copy of it before the end of the show. But if you have any comments you want to make about any of the topics today, or just if you want to do holiday greetings to family, give us a call, 430-2428, 430-2428. We were talking earlier in the show about, you know, some of the teen trends, like the Juul stuff going on. One of the other really sad trends that there's an increase in is young people either talking about or attempting suicides.
Oh, yeah.
And what I mean by young, I mean people, kids 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, and it has become the second leading cause of death amongst people under the age of 25.
And the first leading cause is car accidents, and probably a lot of those single vehicle accidents are the same thing.
More people, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, die from suicide annually in America than from the result of a, quote, firearms-related incident.
Right.
And about half of the suicides are firearm-related.
And so, they are tied into what we were talking about, too, because when you realize that, like, 16 or 17, you've messed up the rest of your life by getting into one of these drugs, then that's looks like the way out.
Well, I think the phenomenon of why we're seeing kids, you know, thinking about this and ending their life, it goes to something that we have not been doing for a full generation now. When I was growing up, it was made clear, and this didn't matter, you didn't have to go to Catholic school to get this message. It was a message that was in the society, that you are somehow a created being who has a purpose. There's something that you are supposed to do with your life. It's purpose. I mean, I know growing up Catholic, that was made, it was articulated all the time, but I know I have other friends who didn't grow up Catholic, who maybe went to public schools, maybe didn't even go to church that often, but they, culturally, you believed that you were, two things, that you were created and you believed that you had a purpose. And so by instilling in young people that you have a purpose, they see some value in their life, regardless of anything, other circumstances. We've stripped that. We have a whole generation that has never had that thought introduced to them in any significant way. Mm-hmm. And it's been replaced with social media. Well, what's the purpose of social media? The underlying premise of social media, believe it or not, psychological premise, is narcissism.
And to sell you things.
To sell you things. But the narcissism in particular for kids, they base their whole sense of the value of their life based on whether they get likes or not, or what their relationships with their friends are, or are they liked by a lot of people? If they're not, or they're not getting enough likes, or getting attacked on social media, all of a sudden there's this void, and that's where I think the jump in this early teen suicide rate comes from, is the fact that we've created the void, and what's filling it is this narcissistic reality that's a big part of social media.
Yeah, well, we used to have the sacredness of the human soul, or the dignity of the human person, that you are infinitely loved by your creator, and that's been totally taken out.
No, when does anybody talk about it?
Never.
So
well,
if
I did
that's
with my
gone,
boys. That's why they're successful. They've never been in trouble, And they're so conservative, they think a lot of Republicans are rhinos.
Well, there you go. See, they, and that took years of doing things the right way and making sure they introduced. But the bulk of kids today aren't getting these ideas introduced to them that were the same ideas and thoughts that we had growing up. And so there's a void. Whenever you have a void, something fills the void. That's just the principle of physics.
Did you hear last night that one of the local talk radio guys was experimenting with one of those new social AIs? And it was clear all the ones except the one from, I can't remember, it was Hungary or Czechoslovakia, a former communist country where they know better, were programmed with a very liberal stance. If you asked it about Trump, it told you that he was an idiot. And if you asked about Hannity and Rush, they said they never had a college education. But if you asked about Obama or his wife or whatever, it told you all sorts of glowing things about them.
Oh, I can just.
This is what absolutely, they're indoctrinated in.
See, all right, we've got callers on line one and line two. Let's go to line one. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, who do we have here? I didn't get your name. Who do we have here?
This is Lee.
Lee, how you doing, Lee? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys, too.
So what's on your mind?
Talking about the suicide rate and how, you know, they're not being taught that they have a purpose. Well, when you systematically eliminate God from the public square, and that we've just all evolved from some goo blob, we're no better than the animals, you know, what kind of incentive do you have to live, really, if you think you're just no better than some amoeba somewhere?
Well, no, that's true. That's a big part of this. And what I have always believed in, one of those rules of physics, when there's a void, something fills the void. So right. What's come along with social media? So you get your meaning as a child today through social media, if you're liked by your friends or how many friends you have or how many likes you get on a picture or whatever. And if it goes the other way, people are critical and saying nasty things, then all of a sudden it's crisis time.
Yeah, it's just very, very, very sad that, you know, people are being bullied like that and committing suicide. Did you know, you talked about that one with the black...
I've had a white
boy, and she committed suicide or something.
I don't remember that one specifically, but I will tell you this, Lee. I have had to, unfortunately, investigate in my law enforcement career as a detective teenage deaths, multiple teenage deaths, all of them suicides, all of them just completely destroyed the people they left behind. I mean, completely devastated the people they left behind. And in some of these cases... One I remember very distinctly was a New Year's Day one in a 15-year-old girl. Mm. And she actually did the act by stabbing herself. Mm. And I thought we had a homicide, but after we found the note and all the explanations, we realized that she intended to do this, and she left a note explaining herself, and she was gone. And the family was completely, completely devastated by this. And it was
aware of, you know, whatever she was, what's happening to her? Because I find that kind of odd. That how do the parents not know that this stuff is happening? Like when they talk about kids that are being bullied and they commit suicide because they're being bullied. Well, somebody has to know.
Well, I think in some cases, Lee, they know, but they think it'll just go away. They don't know what to do, and they don't know what to do. So, in other words, they don't believe. Some people think by simply having confronted the thing, okay, it's not going to happen now because we know about it, and that's not the case.
Mm. Right.
You have to do things that are significant to intervene.
Right. You have to go on beyond just annoying, but like you're saying, maybe they just think, oh, it's just a passing thing, and you know it'll stop at some point. But you know, if they're feeling it like, you know, it's happening to them and there's no hope, you know, without hope, I mean that's really you know the whole thing back to Christmas, the birth of our Savior. That's the hope that we all have. That's been really systematically removed from our system.
Exactly.
Holidays.
Yeah.
And I really don't even like Christmas as much as I used to because every year it's more and more of this stuff and the commercialization and buying of the gifts. I mean, I understand the exchange of the gifts is a symbolic because we got the gift of Jesus, so we give gifts to each other. But the way it's just commercially so promoted that it's just the stuff. There's no real meaning to it other than that. And people are already returning gifts that they got because it's not what they wanted or this or that.
It's all part of the narcissism.
Yeah.
It's all part of the... Lee, we just got to jump off this call. But thank you so much. I wish you and your family Merry Christmas. And thanks for always being a great listener.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Let's go to line two. And who do we have on line two? Welcome to the show. And who do we have here?
Lee.
Oh, Lee, twice.
Twice.
The same Lee.
But the five letter of that category.
Different Lee. Okay. All right, so two Lees. This is the first.
I read an interesting article that the highest suicide rate age group in the United States is 18 to 22,
mm-hmm.
and that is the first generation to grow up with devices.
Yes.
Yeah.
Isolating devices. I mean, lots of people, some of the better restaurants now are saying no device use allowed.
Yeah.
Human beings are actually supposed to look at each other, talk to each other.
Lee, you brought up a word I want to jump on here that was important. I'm glad you brought up the word. You said isolate. What the technology does today is I've witnessed an entire family sitting at a table in public, and every person in the family had a device in their face, and they were in the device. They had paying no attention to each other.
Yep.
So it does isolate. And now here's a couple of scary trends that are happening. Mm-hmm. Well, they're not trends; they're happening. So now one of the big pizza chains, has a deal where you can get the app, order on your phone, pay on your phone, go into the pizza store, pick it up from a warmer by just using the phone. You don't even have to talk to a person.
Nope.
You don't even have to talk to someone. The next trend is going to be when it's approved that the Uber rides will be these driverless vehicles.
Yep.
You will now be able to go on use your Uber app, get the vehicle en route, get in the vehicle. You've already given the vehicle the address that you're going to, so that's already GPSed in. You will go from point A to point B and get a ride without talking to a person.
Yeah.
So you talk about isolating people. We're doubling down. We're going further down that road every day.
Yes, we are. And in fact, I used to date a fellow who I nicknamed Device Man. And,
Man.
You're sitting there having a dinner with somebody and they're on their device. And I see it at the park with the mothers and the kids. The mothers are ignoring the kids. The kids are begging for attention, wanting to be seen, jumping in the pool, wanting some praise, and the person's on their device.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And see, what I think, and we tie that to the other point, which I brought up, which the other Lee was talking about, which is when you take the divine power, the divine being out of the picture, and we take the fact that we're created and we have a purpose out of the picture, and then you combine it with this isolation that you brought up, which is part of the narcissism in life on social media, you have the formula by which I don't think the suicide crisis is going to get better. I think it's going to get worse.
I do too, and I don't know where to go with it.
Well, I think we need a society that needs extreme cultural reform.
Yep.
We need an extreme cultural reform in this society. Look, there's a music station, I won't say the name of the station on the air. There's a local music station right now that is playing such intense, modern type music, most of it's in the rap genre, where the language is something that you wouldn't ever want your kids to hear. The references to, gunning people down and the references to women, just completely outrageous. And yet it's growing in popularity amongst the 15, 16-year-old crowd.
Yeah.
So there's two. We need a significant cultural reform. And I'm sitting here, John DePrisco. You have you have the youngest. You have one that's 17.
I have a 17 senior.
I mean, how do you keep that kid from not listening to this stuff?
Well, he has his music that he likes to listen to. One of the things I do is I let him use the auxiliary jack in my car.
Okay.
So I can hear what he's listening to.
Okay.
Because if he's got the headphones on, then I can't hear it.
Got it.
So I know what's in his playlist, and some of it's questionable, but I let him slide because. I want him to start feeling like an adult. I slowly give him responsibility. He works. He has to put gas in his car.
That's good.
So slowly he's getting to be a little more. And, I'll hear an F-bomb every now and then. And sometimes it gets, a little.
You got to jump in
there. I got to jump in and say, hey, that's too much.
Okay.
You got to give a little of that. Yeah, I agree with you. When my boys were growing up, they had a little bit of that. And it was just part of the culture, unfortunately. It was when I was a kid, too. But we all didn't go down that route.
We don't have to let it take over.
That's right.
We can push back. Well, Lee, your points are great today. And I think, for anybody listening to that, I would say to parents, toss your kids' room, take their devices, and talk to them, especially during this holiday season, about the fact that they have purpose in life and they have a lot of value in their life. Lee, thanks for your call and have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Joe.
Merry Christmas.
And we have another caller popping in here. And what we're going to do is a quick break. And then we will come back and catch that caller, that caller number three on the other line. And before we go to that break, just reminding everyone, you want the best sub in town, some great Italian food, go check the Neapolitan Gourmet. The Neapolitan Gourmet, it is over on the corner of Airport and Pine Ridge Road. Go in and see Vinny and tell him you want one of those great subs made with capicola and soppressata, which is a dried salami. It's awesome. With that said, we'll take a time out, and we'll be back, and we'll take our caller on line one.
98.9 WGUF Naples FM Talk. Now you can listen live at WGUF989.com.
Hey, do you want to save, save, save? I mean big money. Well, then you need to be purchasing your printer ink cartridge refills at Cartridge Depot. That's right, save up to 50%. 50% less than the big store prices. They're locally owned and operated. These are real people who live right here in Collier County with real answers to your questions. Go in and check out Cartridge Depot. Save big bucks. Get quality products. And by the way, they actually test out their cartridges before they sell them to you. That's right. Quality control from Cartridge Depot. Good products. Save big bucks. Check them out. Cartridge Depot, 2622 Tamiami Trail North. Go there today.
Check them out on thejoewhiteheadshow.com.
Managing your lawn care needs is a priority for all homeowners. Classic Lawns is number one when it comes to mowing, trimming, fertilizing, and landscaping. Owner and hands-on manager Manny Torero can give you an estimate and get the job done. Classic Lawns of Collier County is my own lawn care, landscaping, and tree trimming choice. Make them yours. Classic Lawns offers the best lawn care at reasonable rates. If you want the best, call Classic Lawns of Collier County Incorporated. Call them today at 455-6900. You'll be glad you did.
98.9 WGUF, Naples FM Talk.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Joe Whitehead Show as we broadcast live and armed. This is the fast lane of talk radio. All others are still in the parking lot. And we've got Doug Rankin in the house, John DePrisco's in the house, and we have caller on. We don't have caller on line one. No? Okay. What we're doing is talking today about some of the things that relate to the culture, some of the things that relate to, you know, the problems we're having with teens, the big issues, people having problems today, and there's reasons for that that we don't ever talk about. And you had a guest on for me a couple of weeks ago. Yes. When I was out of town, John, who we've had on before. And you've got something you want to pass on from that, from those guys.
Yeah. Well, Joe, thank you very much for letting me host that show. And we had Fran Fiddler. And John Maines.
Old friend of mine from the NPD days. Yeah.
And we had a great show. And Fran is fantastic. And he wrote a book. I was able to read a draft. It's a fantastic book. It talks about his recovery from alcoholism and also childhood sexual abuse.
Yeah, and he was arrested. Reasons for suicide.
Yeah, and but he got through it, and he wrote a book, and it's called Tiny's Wall, and you can get it on Amazon. He has also graciously offered, if you can't afford it, you can reach out to him at tiny'swall.com, and you know, he will get the book to you.
That's incredible.
So, yeah. So thank you, Fran, and I think he's listening. So thanks to Fran and John for a great show, and thanks for putting that book out. And it's tiny'swall.com.
And I can tell you about Fran. He is a true turnaround story because he met John Maines. John arrested him many years ago.
He was the arresting officer.
And he turned his life around, got it together, and he's doing very well. And he's also working as a personal trainer. I believe he works out of wellness and some other places. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's confronted all these things in his life, and he's showing people that you're much more to gain by confronting these things and taking charge than letting these things take charge of you and isolate you.
Yep.
And I think he did a great, great, great job with the book and just telling his story, just talking to him about this stuff. And gives people courage, I think.
And I'll bet you that book's going to save some lives, too, because that's another main reason for suicide.
Yes.
Is abuse. People see it as the only way out.
Yep.
Yes. There's all kinds of things that contribute to these terrible, terrible tragedies. And, you know, this is a great time. Parents, listen. Talk to your kids about all these things, but toss their rooms. Find out what they and get them off the phones and toss their rooms.
Yeah, just,
you own the house.
That's right.
You own what's in the house. Don't let them tell you they can't do that.
They're under your roof.
The other thing is the reason I got lucky and my boys turned out well is because what I do for all the time as a lawyer is I see everybody else's kids and grandkids' problems. So I had no illusions. And I have so many parents that think they have these little angels and you got to beat them over the head before they realize they don't. And if you don't trust but verify, love but verify, you're going to wake up one day with a bad wake-up call. Unfortunately, your kid may be dead or in serious trouble by the time you wake up. So love but verify, I would say.
That's a great way to put it. Doug, you wanted to, I'm going to slip in a little political message here at the end about people getting activated.
Yeah, the slide before that, there's a picture, if you go on the internet, of particularly bad, of the bad supervisor of elections from Broward County, and it's probably another leading cause of suicide, is looking at that picture.
If you stare at it for more than 10 seconds, it'll be a biblical event. You'll turn into a pillar of tofu or something.
Yeah, something. Anyway, but the other thing I wanted to urge everybody is to call all your senators, because this is something else we got to get. Because we can have the wall right now if we use what's called the nuclear option, which is switch from 60 votes in the Senate to 50 votes. And we need to do this because we're now going to control the Senate, but not enough to be 60 votes. Right. And we don't control the House. So the only way we're going to get anything done is to use the nuclear option. And guys, it's time to use it, because I'll bet you a dollar right now when the Dems take over, they're going to use it. Mm-hmm. And so we need to use it now. And right this moment, if our senators would get the gumption and a set of something I can't say on the air and do it, pass this, we could pass the wall and all sorts of other things. We need to get this done now. And that's because that 60 vote rule can be undone with a 50 vote vote.
50 plus one.
Yeah, 50 plus one, or 47 plus
one. I just like the sound of nuclear option anyway. They should just do it.
Well,
they
named it that to make it seem like something feared. But we had to do it for Supreme Court nominees. We had to do it for a bunch of judge nominees. Otherwise, mm-hmm. Trump wouldn't have all these beautiful people on the court. And, you know, we can't wait around for us to get control of the House again and then try and get 60 votes in the Senate again. You know, quite frankly, there are some...
Look, they could have passed this thing already for the first 2 years of his, let's face it.
Well, the only reason they didn't is because of this.
Yes.
And you want to know what, just between you and I, somebody who's been behind the scenes for 35 years, there are a few people who think they could use this 60-vote thing as a way to encourage us to get more and more people elected. Well, they're never going to get there. We're never going to get there to where we have... or at least not for very long, it's only last maybe 2 years, where we can have a president, a majority in the House, and 60 votes in the Senate. We're never going to be able to sustain that for any length of time.
No.
They'd use that as the carrot out there. Well, it's time to take these political consultants and tell them what to do with that carrot, and we need to go to 50 votes in the Senate. The Constitution never intended this, and it needs to go, and we can get that wall tomorrow and probably some other things tomorrow.
Well, and I think with that said, it comes down to people having a sense of resolve. For example, there's things that could have been done during these last 2 years.
Yeah.
If the members of the House and the slim majority in the Senate would have had the resolve to stick together and decide to move forward regardless of what the other party thought.
But absolutely. But they don't
do that. This is a sense that it's almost as if they're just afraid of their own shadow sometimes. Yeah. And maybe what we should hope that Santa Claus brings some of these people going forward is a little bit of courage and a very big set.
Because Trump is showing them that it works, and they don't want to believe it. That's why some people on both sides of the aisle hate Trump, because he showed them up. Mm-hmm. He said, if you stand up there and stand up for your right and do what you tell people you're going to do, everybody loves you and you get elected. And of course, some people are never going to love you. And that's the other thing you got to understand in politics. You got to stand up for your belief in, and you're not going to please everybody too darn bad.
Well, that's the truth. Hey, we're running out of time on the show, but before we end up, let's talk a little bit about Christmas a little bit. John, what are your thoughts of Christmas this year and what it means within our culture?
I'm big into the traditions. So I love the fact that you can get family coming in, you know, I'm picking up my brother from California tomorrow night and from the airport. And so I'm big into family traditions, you know, the big turkey dinner, the midnight mass, the opening up presents one at a time, you know, around the family. So for me, it's family tradition.
Yeah.
And it's in that time. It's that time of year. Having that time to do it.
Yep.
And put away without the devices, right?
No devices.
No devices. Doug, any thoughts?
I agree with him wholeheartedly. My boys are both going to be in town. The only time they come home from Orlando anymore for any length of time to the house they grew up in is when it's Christmas time. And because I go over there all the time. But they're electrical engineers, and they don't have their devices out when we're with those kind of gatherings either. Christmas Eve service. There'll be a great one in Cambier Park for anybody who's interested. Anyway, and that's what you need. You need to remember why we're celebrating this holiday and what's important, which is family, and not like these articles I was reading here. The whole purpose of Google, Facebook, and the like, they have two purposes: sell you stuff and get you to be a liberal.
And it's all part of the narcissism that's been growing in our culture. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we hope you enjoy a great Christmas holiday, and I hope that you're with all the people that you need to be with, and you get to do the things you need to do and that you want to do, and that you stay healthy. And that next week, we'll be back on the air with the Best Of Show, and then after that, kicking off the new year right here live and armed as we always are. Thanks for listening today, and we thank all our sponsors as well for their efforts to keep the show on the air. And until next week, keep the grill hot and the beer cold.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.